In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus tells us this story of Lazarus and the rich man doesn't get a name. Lazarus does, the rich man doesn't. And maybe that's for a reason. Maybe the rich man doesn't deserve a name. But in Latin, rich man is Dives. So perhaps you've heard of the story of Lazarus and Dives. Over the years, that's just the name that he's taken. I wouldn't really, you know, recommend it as a name for a child or anything like this, but it works really well for this rich man. Okay, so we're going to call him Dives. Dives lived a good life, as you know. You heard Jesus tell the parable. He lived the life that we'd all like to live, okay? He had so much money that he didn't have to work, didn't have to worry about anything, all right? He had money and he spent it. So Jesus says he was clothed in purple, fine linen, and he feasted sumptuously every day. Those words are meant to tell you that, you know, he partied every day. He ate well every day. Threw a party, it was good. And a lot of us would say, man, wouldn't that be nice? You know, because we all have this idea, you know, like maybe sometimes we daydream of like winning the lottery. Even those of us who maybe don't even play the lottery. We kind of daydream about, oh, what would that be like? I'd never have to work again. You know, it'd be so great. I could just, you know, give to people who needed it. I could spend. There'd always be plenty for tomorrow, right? This is kind of the way we'd like to think of living. None of us, in other words, daydreams of being Lazarus on the side of the road, sick and begging. Now, we might kind of scowl then at Dives, and we might say, ugh, you know, wouldn't that be nice? You know, I wish I didn't have to work like him. But I want to just remind you of a couple things. I think it's kind of funny. Jesus says that, first of all, Dives had a closet full of purple. Well, in this school district, I happen to know a whole bunch of people that have closets full of purple, and yet you probably don't consider yourselves rich men. I also know that Jesus says Dives had a closet full of fine linen. Now, what they considered fine linen in those days is pretty much what all of you are wearing. So by that standard there, too, all of us would be very rich. And then Jesus says he feasted sumptuously every day. Now, my kids would never say they feast sumptuously, right? They stick their nose up at half the meals we make. But the bottom line is, all of the meals we eat are pretty much, by any standards, feasts, right? So really, do we have that much to, you know, bark at this rich man about? Many of us have feasted wearing fine purple linen, okay? But we like to play it humble and claim that we're all poor. Now, here's the situation. Here's this rich man Dives. And at his gate is this poor, sick man, Lazarus. He probably had leprosy. Jesus doesn't say that, but he has some kind of skin disease because he is covered in sores, not in fine purple linen. And he was hungry, not feasting sumptuously every day like Dives. He did have the dogs to keep him company, which was actually a comfort. The dogs would come and keep him company and lick his wounds, but it was pretty rough. Now, they both die, and Lazarus... God sends his angels to carry Lazarus up to heaven, and Dives takes a dive down to hell. Now, I thought this would be a good opportunity here, so I'm going to take a little bit of a sidetrack for just a minute to talk about angels, and I put it on the insert in the bulletin this morning. You know, angels, we've been talking about them a little bit in a Bible study, which made me think of it. It'd be a good thing to mention today. It's one of those things we often forget about because angels are part of God's invisible creation, right? We don't see them. But they are everywhere, and they are such a gift that even when a Christian dies, here they come to carry that person's soul up to heaven. And on one occasion, I've been with somebody who has been dying, and they've told me that they could see the angels, and I believed them. They saw the angels around their bed. At any rate, angels are, you know, a wonderful part of God's creation that are here to serve us. God has given them purely to serve his people, to serve him, and... they're all over in this room right now. We just don't see them. In a little bit in our service, we'll say, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name. So we're saying it, right, that with angels all around, we are laud and magnifying God's name, but it's often sometimes a thing we just take for granted. So this is a great time to remind yourself, here's these angels doing this wonderful thing, carrying Lazarus' soul to heaven. All right, so here's where we get... Here's where we kind of try to make sense of what this all means, okay? We assume that Dives, the rich man, was probably not a nice guy. Now, Jesus never says that, but we kind of assume that. because we assume that he never cared about Lazarus, this poor beggar at his gate, never fed him, you know, never showed him any care or compassion, never, you know, threw him a quarter, this kind of thing. We assume, in other words, that Dives was a big old rich jerk. And so here's what we think this means, right? The rich man dies, goes to hell. Lazarus dies, goes to heaven. We say, aha, serves that jerk right. What goes around comes around, right? You get what you give. Take that, Dives, you grumpy old rich man. You should have shown more care for Lazarus. And I think in our heart of hearts, all of us take it that way, usually. The only problem is it's wrong, and you probably know that. It's not the gospel. That's not at all what Jesus' point is, and it's certainly not comforting at all, because all of us would then be saying, oh no, have I helped enough people that I'll go to heaven? So there's, you know, that's what people call karma, right? What goes around comes around. Dives didn't help Lazarus, so God won't help him, or something like this, right? But it's just wrong. I mean, I'm sorry, but we can't just pat ourselves on the back and say, good job, we're all not like that jerk Dives. No, there's something else. Okay, we do not believe that Lazarus was saved simply because he was poor and sick and hungry. And on the flip side, we don't believe that the rich man wasn't saved because he was simply rich and ate good food. I've already kind of told you, if that was the case, we would kind of be in trouble because fairly rich by most standards. But this is not true. We don't believe in karma. We believe in Christ. So there's got to be something else here, okay? We got to go a little deeper. It's not just what comes around goes around. There's more. And the more is faith, believing God's word. So look again at the rich man Dives. Dives doesn't believe God's word, okay? And he shows us it very clearly. Because even when he gets to hell, he still acts like it's all God's fault. He goes to hell and he's lying down there and he looks up and sees Lazarus with Abraham and he says, what is going on? This is a ripoff. And so he calls up to Abraham and he says, you know, you didn't tell me how bad it was down here. I'm in anguish. Like as if God doesn't even know about it. And he says, send Lazarus down here, you know, to dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. I'm suffering down here. So even then, Dives still doesn't believe in God. He still believes he knows better than God. He has no faith, and that's what condemns him. It's not a karma thing, not what goes around comes around. He doesn't believe. He doesn't believe God's word. Now, Lazarus, on the other hand, he doesn't go to heaven because he's poor and sick. He goes to heaven because he believes God's word. He believes in Jesus. In fact, that's why when he gets there, he and Abraham are such good friends because they're there for the same reason. Remember, Abraham. God told Abraham, you're going to have descendants as many as the stars in the sky. He's almost 100 years old. He doesn't have any. That was our Old Testament reading that John read. And it says, Abraham believed God and he credited it to him as righteousness. That's the key. He believed God, even when it looked, everything suggested otherwise. But he believed God's word that he would keep his promise. And he did. And here's Lazarus, same way. He believes God's promise even when he's sitting here as a beggar, sick, suffering, hungry. He clings to God's word and says, I know God loves me. I know God will have mercy on me. And God does. He believed God's word, and so the angels carried him to heaven. Jesus is not teaching us today to believe in karma, to believe, well, what goes around comes around. You better not be a rich jerk like Dives. No, he's teaching you to believe in him. All right? Not to trust in anything else. Okay, you can be rich or you can be poor. It doesn't matter. You believe in Christ. You believe his word. You can eat huge, wonderful meal for lunch or you can eat peanut butter and jelly. It doesn't matter. You believe and you trust in Christ. You believe God's word. Right? This is what Jesus is teaching us. He is our Lazarus. He was the one who was stripped of his clothes and covered with the sores of our sin. And he begged, Father, if it be your will, take this cup from me, but he trusted God's will and his word, right? He has died and he has rose and he comes preaching to us repentance and forgiveness of our sins, calling us away from everything else to trust only in him. And this is important because your bank account will never tell you who you are. It will never tell you who you are. What will tell you who you are is your baptism into Christ. And the food that you eat will never tell you who you are. But this food that the Lord gives us here at his table, that will tell you who you are. The body and blood of Christ given and shed for you. Dives can have his, you know, his purple, his fine linen, his five-course meals. We will take the forgiveness and love of Jesus Christ our Savior and his word, and we will not be disappointed. Now, another way to think about this, okay, a kind of a final thing about this. It's easy to get this backwards because we know this saying pretty well, you get what you give. And in some places of life, that's really true. You know, you do get, if you're nice to other people, they'll be nice to you, that kind of a thing. But it's not true when it comes to faith. You get what you give is just simply wrong. It's backwards. What the truth is you give what you get. So, Dives got nothing from the Lord. He didn't love the Lord. He didn't receive the Lord's mercy, grace, forgiveness. He got nothing from the Lord, so he had nothing to give to Lazarus. He got no care and love and compassion from the Lord, so he had no care and love and compassion to give to Lazarus. We say another one, very similar. You do good things, you'll get good things. Well, again, when it comes to faith, this is entirely backward. The truth is, you receive good things from God, and you'll do good things. Okay? First, it's faith. First, it's getting and receiving all that our Lord has to offer, and then we are able to give it to others. John says in the epistle today, so we've come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. We haven't come to believe in karma, that if we do good, then God will reward us. No, we've come to believe in his love. He loves us always. Whether we're rich or poor, full or hungry, he loves us. And there might be times you look around like Abraham and you say, what's the deal, Lord? You know, where's these children you promised? But we trust. We believe his promise, his word. There might be times like Lazarus. You look around and you say, Lord, what's going on? Why are you treating me this way? Why do I have to beg? Where's my healing? Where's my food? Where's my comfort? But we believe because God has promised and given us his word. He's given us his own son to die for our sins. And he promises that, hey, nothing in this world, anything, anywhere, this is Romans chapter 8, nothing can separate you from his love. It is stronger than everything. So from that love that we receive from him, then we get to give, right? We give what we get. We love our neighbors because God has loved us. When we see poor old Lazarus sitting at the gate begging, we don't ignore him like Dives because out of the love and the care and compassion God has shown us, we want to show that to him. When we see others in pain, we stop to talk and listen to them and bear their burdens because we care, because God cares for us. We give what we get. It's even hard to say it right. So today, I'm inviting you here, Lord. The Lord is inviting you to his table, right? Lazarus didn't even get, he desired to have even the crumbs that were falling from the rich man's table. But here, you and I are invited to the Lord's table and to get what we need to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because we don't believe in karma, we believe in Christ. And he is here to forgive our sins and strengthen our faith. Whatever else may come and go around, we cling to him. Until one day, he will send his angels to carry us to be with Lazarus and Abraham. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.